Greetings and welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt, and today is Thursday, August 24th. I want to welcome all our continued listeners, and I also want to welcome anyone who happens to be new to the cast. I hope that you will look at some of our older podcasts and listen to them, and I hope that you enjoy them, and I hope that you enjoy today's cast as well. In today's cast, I'm going to be discussing a little bit more about the Warhammer Fantasy 7th Edition. I will also discuss about some Warhammer PC games, and I will be talking about some rumors and so forth for the 7th Edition Fantasy. I want to remind everyone that yesterday, Wednesday, was when I took my GREs, and thankfully that did not impact today's podcast at all. I got my basic results and waiting to hear back for everything, but so far so good. I want to remind you all that you can find us on the World Wide Web at wargamingforums.com. We have our show notes up there, and I greatly encourage you to check there. You will find a lot more information on our show notes than is in the podcast, just in order to keep our cast a little more condensed and concise. Also, our sponsor for today's show is Akko Hosting. They happen to host us, and they host a lot of other websites. Their web hosting stats at just $3.55 a month. I suggest you check them out at akkohosting.com, or you can visit our show notes for their web address. As I had mentioned, today I am going to be discussing a variety of things. First of all is obviously the updates on Warhammer Fantasy 7th Edition and some information about some Warhammer PC games. In order to mix it up a little bit, so it's not all, you know, the same stuff from week to week, I'm actually going to start off with a little bit of administrative information just to let you guys know about some directions the cast has been taken. At our last cast, I mentioned that we were going to adopt a new format and try some things out. I feel that since we're at the beginning of our history casting with you, that now is the time for us to try stuff out. But of course, we are always willing to adapt and make changes to improve the podcast for you. Be sure to give us your feedback, and we will implement whatever changes we can. Part of our new format will be that I will not be the only person doing the cast. Once a week, we will be having a new co-host with me, and he will be casting on Sundays, him and I together. His name is Ingron, and I have him mentioned in a little post on our blog. He will be starting as of this Sunday. We will be doing what we call a duo cast, for both of us. And on Thursdays, it'll be just me. It'll be a solo cast. Also, we will be having a guest host coming up. He will be semi-regular. It's going to be a surprise guest host. We want to leave him a little bit of a mystery, but you don't have to interrogate us for the answer. Just believe in the Emperor, and all will become apparent. If you have ideas on who our guest host will be, please send me an email. My email address will be in the show notes. And if someone guesses the right answer, we will definitely give them a prize. I had mentioned that we will be discussing some PC games. A while back, people may recall that work had begun on an MMO called Warhammer Online. MMO, obviously standing for Massively Multiplayer Online. It came out of MMORPG for Massively Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Game, but that's been shortened. Anyway, Warhammer Online now has some new screenshots available. We have found those on the World Wide Web, and we have made them available for you to look at. You can see them through our show notes. They have some great screenshots. The game looks like it's coming together. It really does. It looks wonderful. I can't wait to play it. I kind of suck at MMOs. I played, you know, Galaxies and all sorts of different ones. Guild Wars, and I tried World of Warcraft, and I just don't have the time for them. But I know a lot of people like them, so I am sure that with the following from Warhammer and the number of people who play PC games, that there'll be enough of you out there to make that game a success. Additionally, there was talk a while back about another Warhammer game called Mark of Chaos. This would be an Age of Empires kind of game, where you would take control of the Empire in Warhammer Fantasy, and you would have also the different units go around, sort of a real-time strategy kind of game. We have found some new information and screenshots for this game available online. We have the link to the website with them on our show notes. But additionally, there is a great trailer for the game that is up and running. We have the trailer hosted on our own website, so you can find that directly in our show notes. It's a large trailer, it's about 14 megabytes, but it is phenomenal. I truly can't wait for this game. I am not an Empire player for fantasy. I play Vampire Accounts, but I'm sure I can put aside the undead for a little while and get my hands on that game and get going. In case you don't know, the game is going to be put out by Namco Bandai Games, and there's a lot of hype about it, and we're looking forward to it. So when we get some more information, we will let you know about that. I had mentioned that there were some PC games, and I just briefly went over them. You can find out more in our show notes. But the bulk of what I want to talk about today is the upcoming edition for Warhammer Fantasy. It's 7th edition, and excuse me. It looks very, very interesting. It really does. I talked about it a little bit in the last podcast. I've been talking about it with my friends. I've been talking about it a little bit with store owners and other people who are in the hobby. And there's a lot of talk. And that's what we would expect for any new edition. I happen to be a member of this great online community called Librarium Online. If you don't know about it, you should check it out. They are gigantic. They have wonderful information. Great articles, great forums. They just kind of have a little bit of everything, and they're very diverse. So whether you play Warhammer or you play a different game, go here, because it's incredible. The people there are nice, they're friendly. But the reason why I'm mentioning them is that not only am I a member there, but I came across an article written about the upcoming edition of Warhammer, and it very eloquently and concisely states some rumors about the game that have been since been confirmed, and it just kind of makes it easier to get at. I know in my last cast I talked about the changes, and I referenced the article about them in the latest White Dwarf in the US, which is White Dwarf number 320. It's a September 06 issue. But I just wanted to mention a couple things from the article here on Librarium Online that was written by Sam and Thief, because I didn't talk about all of these. I only touched on a few of them last time, and I wanted to touch on a few more this time to give you a little bit. I feel news is better in small doses. I had mentioned last time about skirmishers that they can't match block, but also they can't be match blocked like every other unit. So it kind of evens out. Not only can they not match block, so if another unit's marching, you skirmishers can't block them, but if they can't be match blocked either. So if they're marching, that's what it's saying here on the Librarium Online article. Also, there was a rumor floating around about fast cavalry. The rumor was that fast cavalry won't negate ranks. That's completely untrue. As far as we know, fast cavalry will still be able to negate ranks as they always have. So get out your pistoliers, go flank some enemy units, grab a unit of marauder cavalry, and just go to it. Outrank those goblins, take them from the sides, and just negate those ranks. I had mentioned last time about movement, and I had mentioned about magic, and I said how both of those are integral to the game. But we can't forget about the close combat phase. Close combat obviously is when most damage is done in fantasy. It's a hand-to-hand game more so than, you know, range combat. Obviously there are artillery and war machines and crossbows and so forth. But most units will be doing hand-to-hand combat. There are some important changes with the close combat section. First and foremost, now all ranks have to be at least 5 models wide in order for you to get a rank bonus. This makes it a lot more difficult for some armies such as Ogre Kingdoms that have high points models, and therefore the army tends to be a very few